Drip, drip, drip. There is something about coffee that brings people together, and they don't even have to like coffee. Is it the smell? Is it the comforting sound of the drip? I don't know. All I did know was that my new coffee shop in the touristy lake town of Honey Springs, Kentucky, the Beanhive, was opened for business. 7 a.m., I muttered after I'd glanced up at the clock and drew my eyes back out the front doors of the coffee house. Located in the best spot on the boardwalk that ran along Lake Honey Springs. The boardwalk held fond memories for me since I used to spend my summers here with my Aunt Maxine. Maxie for short. For the past year, my life was stalled in a little bit of what I'd call a fork in the road. So after hearing Aunt Maxie talk about all the revitalization of the boardwalk and not really knowing what to do, it sounded like a splendid idea to open a shop. At the time. The annual Honey Festival was in a couple of days, and all the vendors and the new shops on the boardwalk were holding a grand opening. I'd already had the coffee house ready to open since when I moved to Honey Springs a few weeks ago. I made it a point to no longer sit around resting on my laurels, so I opened the shop a few days early. Which might not have been the best business plan, since my only customers had been a few stragglers here and there. Mainly construction workers who were working day and night to get the shops ready for the big festival. The Beanhive was located in the middle of the boardwalk, right across from the pier. It was a perfect spot, and I was beyond thrilled with the exposed brick walls and wooden ceiling beams that I didn't have to touch. Luckily, Aunt Maxie owned the place. The rent was a little steep, but I'd watched a few DIY videos on YouTube to figure out how to make the necessary repairs for inspection. I couldn't be more pleased with the shiplap wall I'd created myself out of plywood painted white to make it look like real shiplap. Instead of investing in a fancy menu, or even menu boards that attach to the wall, I'd bought four large chalkboards that hung down from the ceiling over the L-shaped glass countertop. The first chalkboard menu hung over the pie counter and listed the pies and cookies with their prices. The second menu hung over the torts and quiches. The third menu before the L-shaped counter curved listed the breakfast casseroles and drinks. Over top the other counter, the chalkboard listed lunch options, including soups, and catering information. On each side of the counter was a drink stand. One was a coffee bar with six industrial thermoses with different blends of my specialty coffees, as well as one filled with a decaffeinated blend, even though I clearly never understood the concept of that. But Aunt Maxie made sure I understood some people only drink the unleaded stuff. The coffee bar had everything you needed to take a coffee with you, even an honor system where you could pay and go. The drink bar on the opposite end of the counter was a tea bar. There was a nice selection of gourmet, loose leaf, and cold teas. I'd even gotten a few antique teapots from Wild and Whimsy Antique Shop, which happened to be the first shop on the boardwalk. If a customer came in and wanted a pot of hot tea, I could fix it for them, or they could fix their own to their taste. A few cafe tables dotted the inside, along with two long window tables with stools butted up to them on each side of the front door. It was a perfect spot to sit, enjoy the beautiful Lake Honey Springs, and sip on your favorite beverage. Which just so happened to be where I was sitting this morning, enjoying the view, until I realized I'd been here since 4 a.m. to get the casseroles made and coffees brewed before the opening time of 7 a.m., and no one was here. "You did open a little early," I said to make myself feel better, and hooked my finger in the mug of freshly brewed coffee. Curling both hands around the mug, I leaned my hip up against the counter and took a sip. Even if no one showed up today, it was better than where I was a year ago. My chin lifted as the first rays of sunshine popped through the large front windows. I closed my eyes and let the breaking of the dawn fill my soul. It was spring in Kentucky, and the leaves were starting to get their deep green color back, filling in the tree line along the lake.